This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. One of Birmingham's most colorful and memorable mayors has died. Larry Langford died Tuesday. He was 72. Langford had a long political career around Birmingham, but that ended in 2009 with a conviction on federal corruption charges. A judge granted him early release from prison last month because of his failing health. He struggled with a number of heart and lung diseases. This morning, a look at Langford's life. Jerry Levin remembers when he first met Larry Langford. It was the mid-1970s. Levin was starting as the news director at WBRC-TV in Birmingham. Langford was a reporter. But it was Levin's second day on the job that sticks out.
That's when Larry came to me and said, "I'd like to have a private talk with you."
Levin agreed. They sat down.
And he looked me right in the eye and he said, "You know, I should have been news director."
Levin says he has no idea if Langford actually applied for the job. It didn't prevent them from working well together. But that audacity, that self-assurance, those traits would mark Langford throughout his career. Larry Langford grew up in a Birmingham housing project and told stories of being raised by a mother who demanded discipline. After a stint in the Air Force, he became one of the first black television reporters in the city. A charismatic, intense presence on air, he left television for politics after winning a seat on the Birmingham City Council in 1977. He ran for mayor 2 years later, campaigning with his typical flair.
"We've spent $5 million to expand the present museum. We built the Red Mountain Museum. We got the Children's Museum. We're going to build an airport museum. They want to build a Sloss Museum. At the rate things are going in this city, we're going to become the most culturally enlightened, unemployed group of folks you ever laid eyes on."
Langford didn't win that race in 1979, but he later found political success in Fairfield. In 1988, he became mayor of that city. He was reelected three times. He then won a seat on the Jefferson County Commission in 2002. 5 years later, he emerged from a crowded field to become Birmingham mayor. With stylish suits and a quick soundbite, Langford pushed new ideas and new projects everywhere he went.
He is a master at talking people into things. You know, I say he could sell ice to Eskimos, and he could.
Birmingham City Councilwoman Valerie Abbott heard many of those proposals. Free life insurance for parents of school children, European-style fountains and plazas, bidding for the 2020 Olympic Games. Some ideas drew strong criticism, but former Alabama State Representative Chris Doss says Langford had a knack for taking on the drama and coming across as a champion.
"I don't think I ever recall a situation where he didn't have a pretty good answer for whatever it was that he was being interviewed about."
Some ideas did happen, such as renaming Birmingham's airport for civil rights icon Fred Shuttlesworth. Others ended up in a muddle. While mayor of Fairfield, Langford convinced almost a dozen cities to back an amusement park then known as Visionland. He led the almost $100 million project, only to have it sold out of bankruptcy a few years later. There's no shortage of stories about Larry Langford, his gambling habit, his temper, his unrepentant attitude in the face of critics. Langford pushed back against accusations he didn't meet residency requirements to be Birmingham mayor, that he still lived in Fairfield, not in the downtown loft he leased just months before the election. The issue spawned a lawsuit from a mayoral opponent, which Langford told WBHM in 2007 was based on faulty reasoning.
He said that they didn't see my car parked in front of the building. Well, just because you don't see my car doesn't mean that I'm not there.
A judge dismissed the case, and Langford's opponent dropped the appeal. As Langford charged ahead, the Securities and Exchange Commission followed. Several former Jefferson County commissioners were suspected of corruption around bond deals financing repairs in the county sewer system in the mid-2000s. With rumors of criminal charges swirling, Langford insisted in the 2008 WBHM interview it was a political prosecution.
"Let me say this to you. This is America. You can indict a ham sandwich in this country. You take off the lettuce and tomato, anything can go to jail."
The federal government did indict Langford and two others, alleging a pay-for-play scheme. Prosecutors said Langford accepted $235,000 in designer clothes, jewelry, and cash from a lobbyist. In exchange, Langford steered millions of dollars in sewer bond deals to an investment banker, deals which contributed to Jefferson County's massive bankruptcy. While the other two pleaded guilty, Langford maintained his innocence, saying he simply received gifts from longtime friends. But in 2009, a jury disagreed. Jurors deliberated less than 2 hours before convicting Langford. Outside the courthouse after the verdict, Langford expressed surprise, but was defiant as ever.
"I'm not the first person who's ever gone on trial for something that they didn't do. It happens. But if you expect to see me crying and head drop, you picked the wrong one. I'm not it."
He was probably the most dynamic public official I have ever been around.
Eddie Lard is a former editorial writer for the Birmingham News. He says while Langford was liberal on taxes and spending, his social conservatism appealed to suburban, whiter communities.
He would talk about personal responsibility, the need for good parenting, and as he said, sometimes the need for the parents just to whoop their kids to keep them in line.
Langford was not shy about mixing religion and politics, holding a Bible study in the mayor's office and peppering his speeches with Bible verses. Those public presentations led to national news coverage in the New York Times and on NPR, such as a day of prayer to combat crime. More than 1,000 people packed the city auditorium. They donned sackcloth to show humility before God. Pastors dumped ashes on a makeshift altar. A shofar blew as Langford approached a podium bearing the city seal.
For those who can go on your knees, go on your knees, and let's beg God's forgiveness for our sin. Let's beg God's mercy for our sin.
Birmingham News columnist John Archibald says Langford continued to preach and teach while serving a 15-year prison sentence.
His biggest worry throughout was his inability to eat, because he was always picky about that, and he lived off of junk food and soda and cigarettes.
Archibald says Langford seemed unable to see the hypocrisy of demanding personal responsibility while blaming others for project failures in his conviction. While in prison, Langford believed others in Birmingham were taking credit for ideas he championed as mayor. Archibald says there's something to that, but it's not enough to have the idea. You have to see it through.
He could have been the best mayor this city has ever had, and that's the big disappointment, because he was also the mayor the city had that most belonged in jail.
Birmingham has been dubbed the city of perpetual promise, that the city never quite reached its potential. Larry Langford seems a similar tale of potential lost. Listening to Morning Edition on your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham.